Good afternoon.
Hi. Could you read item 424, please?
Yes. Adopt the fiscal year 2017-18 spring supplemental budget and make other budget-related changes.
Colleagues, the proposed spring supplemental budget allocates $7.2 million compensation set-aside funds for bureaus who experienced full staffing throughout the course of the year and require their budgeted cost of living adjustments. It allocates $2.8 million in general fund contingency resources for urgent needs and incurred costs, such as providing reimbursements for labor costs incurred by bureaus this year and reimbursing the Bureau of Transportation for an enhanced level campsite cleanup costs which were incurred during this year. It also allocates funding to support the Creative Laureate position and help send the Portland Gay Men's Chorus to China. The proposed budget processes program carryovers totaling $8.7 million, which will be rebudgeted to support program continuation in the fiscal year 2018-19 budget. In total, these changes will leave a balance of about $493,381 in the city's unrestricted contingency account for urgent or unforeseen needs during the remaining 2 months of the fiscal year. The proposed budget also increases city staff by 53.15 FTE with non-general fund resources. Increases are primarily in the Bureaus of Transportation and Development Services to address increased workloads paid for through increased bureau revenues. Joining us today is the City Budget Office Director Andrew Scott. Director Scott, welcome.
Great. Thank you, Mayor. Thank you, Council. Andrew Scott with the City Budget Office, and good afternoon. I think we have a relatively quick action before us today. The Mayor has outlined some of the overview major issues within the spring supplemental budget. Just as a reminder, this is the opportunity for bureaus to true up their budgets for the current year, to ask for carryovers, compensation set aside, and other requests. We did have a work session on this spring supplemental budget on April 17th, and we went through a number of these packages in detail, so I will not recap those, but I am happy to answer questions about any packages that you have. In addition to what the mayor talked about in the compensation set-aside requests and the new requests and carryovers, just as a reminder, there is about $600,000 coming back from the Bureau of Emergency Communications as underspending from last year, and then about $3 million of additional state-shared revenue related to marijuana. I do want to note specifically, the mayor talked about the 53 positions being added in this supplemental budget, and he mentioned the transportation positions. I also want to mention that within OMF, they did request position authority to convert three temporary revenue collection positions to permanent. These positions work on arts tax collection and are funded by OMF's requested increase in the arts tax administration budget. This is an issue council had previously dealt with, but we didn't talk about it at the work session, so I did want to mention that. And the other thing I want to mention, just to specifically call out, it is in the ordinance language, but OMF is requesting a one-time temporary change to the fund statement of purpose for the Spectator Venues and Visitor Activities Fund. This is specifically related to a request for the city to contribute $500,000 to the Arlene Schnitzer Concert Hall, and I believe it's the sound shell work that needs to happen there. That fund's statement of purpose does not currently allow the authorized payments for capital improvements. However, the fund does have sufficient excess capacity in the current fiscal year, in next year's fiscal year, to pay up to $500,000 to assist with that electronic acoustical system in the Schnitzer, and it is in the city's interest to support and assist Portland 5 with the cost of that capital improvement, so they are requesting a one-time change to that fund statement of purpose to allow that expenditure to go forward next year.
So the statement goes away automatically after 1 year?
Yes, this would it would just change the statement of purpose for this one expenditure, but it wouldn't change it on a permanent basis. So, and we do have Susan Gibson Hartnett here if you have additional questions about that particular provision. Outside of those things, I do believe there are a few amendments that commissioners may want to bring forward. I think you have copies of those amendments. And so if there are any questions on what was in the mayor's proposed spring supplemental, I'm happy to answer those. And if not, we can move on to amendments.
Very good. Why don't we put amendments on the table? Colleagues? Commissioner Fritz?
Thank you, Mayor. I've handed out the three amendments that I have. One was in the requested bump. Wasn't funded, but I'm proposing to put it back in. That's Amendment 1. Increase Bureau expenses to Portland Parks and Recreation from the general fund by $100,000 to convene and run the Street Tree Task Force. Funding is provided from a drawn general fund unrestricted contingency, and it updates Exhibits 1.1 through 5 as needed to reflect this change.
Second.
We have a motion from Commissioner Fritz. We have a second from Commissioner Fish on Amendment 1.
Thank you. The second is a new amendment on behalf of Portland Parks and Recreation to increase the Bureau expenses from the general fund by $40,000 one time to support dedicated rangers for Director Park. Funding is provided from a draw on general fund and unrestricted contingency, and update Exhibits 1 through 5 as needed to reflect this change.
Also, there's a motion from Commissioner Fritz, a second from Commissioner Saltzman on Amendment number 2.
And if I could just briefly explain that. We are unexpectedly, and I just found out about this a week or so ago, having a lot more difficulty with graffiti and minor criminal behavior, as well as overnight camping at Director Park. And so this funding would allow for hiring of seasonal rangers to provide more security and also assistance to people using Director Park. And finally, Amendment 3 is spotted by my eagle-eyed chief of staff that the bump did change the money for the open and accountable election system. However, it did not change the positional authority. So Amendment 3 is, as a technical adjustment, increased positional authority in special appropriations by 1.0 FTE. Position authority was approved by Council in the Office of Neighbourhood Involvement via Ordinance 188872 on March 21st, 2018. This amendment will move the position to Special Appropriations. Funding for this position is being allocated to Special Appropriations via a transfer from the Office of Neighbourhood Involvement, and it updates Exhibit 1 through 5 as needed to reflect this change.
Second.
So, Commissioner Fish seconds Commissioner Fritz's Amendment number 3.
Concludes my amendment. Thank you, Mayor.
Very good. Colleagues, I have one amendment that I'd propose as well. Decrease program expenses in the Portland Housing Bureau, this is general fund, by $1,250,000 for the Joint Office of Homeless Services, and set aside funds for program carryover and allocation in the fiscal year 2018-19 budget. These funds were previously approved by the Council for shelter costs in the fiscal year 2017-18 fall supplemental budget, but the resources are not expected to be spent before the close of this fiscal year. This would update Exhibits 1 through 5 as needed to reflect this change.
Second.
Commissioner Fish seconds what we will call Amendment number 4. Any further amendments?
Well, I guess I had a question.
Please.
Yeah, Commissioner Fitz, your Amendment 3, it's a lot of words here, but is it still keeping two positions in the opening accountable elections?
Yes. Well, this is the first of them, yes. Okay. So we're not messing with the other one. Well, not changing the other one just yet because we don't need it.
Okay.
But yes.
Okay, thanks.
Very good. And I've got... All right, I want to note that we also have Mark Jolin and Christian Elkin here from the Joint Office of Homeless Services, so if people had specific questions about that. Director Scott, could I get a little more clarity on the amendment that I've put forward for the record? This is for shelter capital costs, and they were not expended during this fiscal year, so we were requesting that they be carried over to the next fiscal year, and that has been done in discussion with the Joint Office of Homeless Services.
That's exactly correct, Mayor.
Is there anything else I should be saying?
No, it was funded in the fall bump, and this is just to carry over those funds to next year for the same purpose.
Very good. And it is expected that we will need these funds, but we were not able to expend them this year because, frankly, a shelter we were working on did not come to pass.
That is my understanding, yes. I would note just for the record that the of the four amendments, two for the Parks Bureau spend general fund dollars, and the remaining contingency, if those amendments were adopted, would stand at approximately $353,381.
Very good. So I had a couple of questions, Commissioner Fritz, just for clarity. And I'm sorry I missed the work session related to the street tree task force, but I'm certainly familiar with the issue. And I guess my question is this. This is for the purpose of convening the task force. It would be supportive of an FTE to help administer that task force. Is that correct?
Catching me unawares, but yes, I believe so. I know that part of it is for a contract.
Correct. I'm sorry, for a contract. My question is this. We have certainly read press accounts about the difficulty that certain residents are put in, particularly if they are next to a large forested area. And there was one article earlier this year that told this story about a family that's lived next to what they believe to be a large green space for many, many years. And along comes a storm, and they found out that they had a personal liability, private liability, for a substantial cleanup. And so part of the process here is to try to address that issue. And that certainly makes really good sense to me. The flip side of the equation is that, and having gone back and reviewed the record, and I think Commissioner Saltzman raised this question during the work session, is the reality that if we do a broad scale, effectively a public acceptance of that liability for all of the street trees, it's substantial. And I think the number $750 million was being bantered about. I would only be interested in supporting this if I had confidence that there is a scaled approach to this that doesn't encumber us with the entire liability of all street trees in the city of Portland. And I'll give you an example. I live on a street where I have two street trees that I am currently responsible for. I'm aware of that responsibility. I don't prune it without appropriate clearance to do so. I take good care of it, and I assume that liability. I don't believe that the city should assume that liability. On the other hand, the kind of story that we read about in the Oregonian, I totally get that. And so I'm wondering, does this create the opportunity for a scaled approach where we assume the liability in limited circumstances like the one that was described in that particular narrative? Because I know ultimately the work of a task force comes back to the council for approval, but I don't want to mislead anybody on that committee into thinking that I would ever support a broad-scale public acceptance of a liability that the city, frankly, isn't in a position to assume. Does that make sense, or do I need
it
to
does
clarify?
It does, I'm laughing for two reasons. First of all, such is the force of your personality that I would have sworn you were at the work session, because I could have gotten so that I can hear what you're saying in my head.
I don't know if that's a good thing or a really
sulking
thing.
I'm really quite concerned about it. And second of all,
I may need to get you
right now.
I may need to get you help for this.
Well, second of all, anybody who's seen the proposed budget would not suspect that you would be up for funding hundreds of millions of dollars in the Parks Bureau. So I don't think we need to worry about that. To be serious, however, yes, that's what the task force is going to look at. And actually part of what I'm quite interested in is the work of the consultants to tell us what other jurisdictions do. But yes, I think it would need to be made very clear by whoever is the Parks Commissioner when this gets going, is that, you know, don't come to us with a single option of $750 million because we don't have it.
Right, and I wouldn't support that.
No,
and I just want to be really honest about that up front, so people don't serve on a task force and then get disappointed when they come back and feel that their work was disrespected.
And remember, this was asked for by the Urban Forestry Commission, who likewise are familiar with the challenges of funding tree programs over many years here in the city of Portland, and who advise on our budget requests, or the Bureau's budget requests.
Very good.
Mayor, may I make a suggestion?
Commissioner Fish.
So we don't know how quickly this will be convened, and you have also indicated that at some point in the next 6 months there may be Bureau changes and various things. This doesn't just impact the Parks Bureau. It's conceivable that the Bureau of Environmental Services has an issue here. And then there's obviously a general fund and potentially other sources of hits. So what I would just, I mean, I will offer this as a friendly amendment, but I know that this is how Commissioner Fritz would intend to roll this out anyway, which is that if we approve this, that the at the time of putting together a task force, that the Bureau touch base with each office as to the scope of the of whatever the task force is going to be asked to do and the composition of the task force, which I would expect Commissioner Fritz to do in either case, but I'll just put that on the record.
Well, I think when the mayor hands the Bureau to whoever he hands it to, that could be a stipulation.
Yeah, but the scope, the particular scope of the work of the task force and the composition of the task force and even the leadership in terms of who chairs it can all be discussed among council members.
Well, Commissioner, I know that you and I have found over the years that when we do things collaboratively between the five of us and have input early in the beginning to set the scope and get the membership, things tend to go better. So certainly, if I do have the honor of leading this project, I would be happy to do that.
Okay. Let me ask a related question to that. Maybe this is just a thinking out loud moment. The Parks Bureau has a lot on its plate right now. It has the cost recovery program. It'll have the capital program. There's some ongoing visioning and strategic planning. Is this the right year for this? Or are we pushing the Bureau too hard to do too many planning exercises simultaneously? Do you have a sense of that?
I envision that the Urban Forestry Commission and its supporters will be very active in this. I mean, and it's getting an outside consultant to help with the analysis. So I think it can be done in parallel. But if we're looking at the long-term financial sustainability of the Parks Bureau, the cost recovery and the visioning, then how do we pay for street tree maintenance, I think should be part of that. And so I think this could be complementary.
Very good. And with regard to Amendment 3, and Director Scott, I'm probably looking more at you for this. I just want to be very clear, given the technical nature of this amendment, there's not a funding request. This is actually a positional authority.
That's correct.
Just to be perfectly clear.
Yes, this is as you described, a technical change. We realized, and actually Commissioner Fritz's staff realized, that although Council had approved earlier in this bump, we are moving the funding for the open and accountable elections to special appropriations. There was previously a position that had been authorized in the Office of Neighborhood Involvement that had not been moved, and so we wanted to make sure that it was moved along with the funding.
All right.
That's
very good.
Really all it accomplishes.
All right. Additional money. No changes.
Correct.
Any further discussion, colleagues, or are we in a position?
Do we have to take public testimony?
That's a
on
good
this?
Question. Stand by. The answer is yes. It is an ordinance, so technically we do. Public testimony, Carla, on these items?
No one signed up.
Last chance. Colleagues, can we call the roll on Amendment Number 1, Commissioner Fritz's Amendment 1, with regard to the Street Tree Task Force? Please call the roll.
Fish.
I appreciate the discussion on this, and I look forward to learning more about how other cities have addressed this issue with a mix of carrots and sticks. Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Udaly?
Aye.
Fritz?
As I mentioned at the work session, I can't believe I'm advocating quite so hard for this because I think it is something that's going to be really challenging and potentially give us no particularly good outcomes. However, it's something that previous councils have kicked the can down the road multiple times on, and I do believe it's my responsibility to advocate for this and then whoever is the Parks Commissioner to go ahead and get the work done. Aye.
Wheeler.
Aye. The amendment's adopted. Amendment Number 2, and this is the increasing expenses by $40,000 to support dedicated rangers and directors park. Please call the roll.
Fish.
Aye.
Saltzman.
Aye.
Udaly.
Aye.
Fritz.
I very much appreciate my colleagues responding to this very late request. Aye.
Wheeler.
Aye. The amendment's adopted. Amendment Number 3, this is the technical positional authority amendment. That's as exciting as I could make it sound. Sorry, Director. I'll try harder next time. Please call the roll.
Fish.
Mayor, you did an admirable job of obfuscating what this is all about, this particular amendment's about. Aye.
Saltzman.
Aye.
Udaly.
Aye.
Fritz.
I think I must win the prize for the geekiest amendment, and I'm very proud of that. Aye.
Wheeler.
Hands down, aye. The amendment's adopted. Amendment 4, and this was the one with regard to the carryover of the allocation to the Joint Office of Homeless Services. Please call the roll.
Fish?
Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Udaly?
Aye.
Fritz?
Aye.
Wheeler?
Aye. The amendment is adopted to the main motion. Please call the roll.
Fish?
Well, this is where we get a chance to thank a number of people for bringing us to this point. And I want to start with our independent budget office. There's actually a lot of work that goes into these bumps, budget modification processes. There's a lot of consultation that goes on with members of council. And there's a lot of money moving back and forth and being tracked. But Andrew and his team always manage to make this look smooth and easy, and so we appreciate the good work. I appreciate the collegial spirit in which the council reviews these recommendations, first the requests, then CBO's views on the requests, the mayor's proposed, and then the amendments. It has become a much less, let me put it this way, this process has become less dramatic than it has been in the past, because I think about the way we approach it, and I am proud to support this particular reconciliation. Aye.
Saltzman.
Thank you to the budget office for all your work. Aye.
Udaly.
Aye.
Fritz.
Well, there's one other item I just wanted to call to everybody's attention, and this is a whopping $5,000 which Commissioner Fish put in for the
Creative Laureate.
Creative Laureate. And it was brought to my attention by Sue Park, the Parks Culture Manager, Arts and Culture Manager, that this is for 2 years. And that's even $5,000 seems like not a lot of money for the amount of work that our current Cultural Laureate is doing. So, Commissioner Fish, if and when you're on the council again next year, I hope you'll bring back an annual appropriation for this amount. In the meantime, I'm very happy to support it, and thank you for your leadership on that program. Aye.
Wheeler.
Great work, everybody. I vote aye. The ordinance is adopted as amended. Thank you. Thanks, Director Scott. Next item, please. 425.
Do we have is that a time served?
3 o'clock time served.
So we take a little break.
Oh, look at this. We should have talked a lot longer, told jokes or something. That would have been great.
I did my best.
All right. We are adjourned until 3 o'clock.
Thank you,
David. Yeah, no worries. Good.